chilling new original docuseries on Paramount Plus.
Why did he kill his family? The answer lies across the ocean and a woman named Sylvie.
She's the can model.
Where desire leads to deception.
I ended up spending $12,000 and $15,000 a day.
It was addictive.
I can't get you out.
And obsession leads to murder.
Who did this to your family?
You can't really maintain a fantasy forever.
Control Alt Desire. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
Welcome to Fantasy Football Today in 5. Today we're previewing free agency for the running back position. Welcome everybody. Today is Friday, February 25th, and you're listening to Fantasy Football Today in 5. I'm Jamie Eisenberg. That's Dave Richard. And again, we're talking about the free agent running backs heading into what should be a busy free agent period, not just at this position, for all positions, but we know for fantasy managers, the running back position is king, and the guys that could be changing teams could sway how you look at some backfields. Hopefully, these guys will land in some situations that help their fantasy value while not hurting the value for some other guys that are already entrenched with their respective teams. So, Dave, give me the number one free agent running back that you're looking at and the ideal landing spot for that particular player.
For fantasy purposes, the number one free agent running back is Leonard Fournette. We know that he's capable of putting up huge numbers. We saw it in Tampa Bay. That's pretty much where I'd like him to stay because the coaching staff clearly trusts him. There could be fewer players who are competition for his workload. Not that he had a lot of competition to begin with. And I know that not having Tom Brady under center for Tampa Bay, that's obviously a huge problem. But I'm assuming that the Bucs will rectify that with a decent replacement for him and someone who will run that Bruce Arians deep style of offense, and that'll help free up Fournette. I think he'll still get a lot of work. If I couldn't put him in Tampa Bay, the next place where I would want him is Atlanta, because I think the Falcons would lean on him quite a bit, just like Tampa Bay would. But really, I'm hoping Tampa Bay is where Fournette stays.
Yeah, I agree with you. It would be nice to see if there's at least a quarterback equal to some degree to Tom Brady, that Fournette does stay there. But if he leaves, I'd actually like to see him go to Arizona, where they are going to potentially lose James Conner and Chase Edmonds. And we know he can catch the ball. Could be good with a good quarterback like Kyler Murray. So an offense that can score quite a bit. If he does not stay in Tampa Bay, I'd like to see Fournette replace Conner and Edmonds and go to the Cardinals. All right, number two running back that you're looking at and the ideal landing spot for this player is?
It's James Conner. And what a difference a year makes. We were pretty sour on James Conner after last year. He became a free agent. He went to Arizona. I know that I wasn't that excited to draft James Conner because I was worried about how much work he'd get and that he'd be a touchdown dependent running back. Boy, was he ever a touchdown dependent running back, but the Cardinals figured out that he was their better running back. And that's why I'd like him to stay in Arizona, not Leonard Fournette going there and taking that role away from James Conner. Let James Conner stay there with the coaching staff that trusts him and an offense that knows how to use him. I would feel comfortable with him there. If he didn't stay there and we can't put him in Atlanta, then I think Seattle would be the next best place for him, assuming that they don't bring back Rashad Penny, who isn't even my third favorite running back on this list because I'm worried about the health. But for now, Connor, Arizona, if he stays there, I would be kind of excited to take the chance on him in fantasy again.
Yeah, it would be great if Chase Edmonds did not stay there as well, if Connor does go back to the Cardinals, because he was a touchdown-dependent running back when Edmonds was healthy, but when Edmonds was out, oh my God, was Connor just an absolute superstar across the board. Showed he could be a great pass catcher like he was in Pittsburgh, was still scoring touchdowns. He was absolutely amazing. So yes, I think that would be fine. If Fournette stayed in Tampa Bay and we saw Connor stay with the Cardinals, if in fact those guys don't move. If he does leave, I actually had this with a free agent preview that I did on HQ a few weeks ago. I had Connor and Fournette just swapping places. Let's see Connor still get that feature job in Tampa Bay if Fournette did go to the Cardinals. All right, number three, you said it's not Rashad Penny. So who's the third running back that you're looking at here that's going to be potentially on the move, and where does that running back go?
Maybe it should be Rashad Penny, but I'll take the experience, the longevity, the track record that Melvin Gordon brings. He's third on the list, and I don't want him to go back to Denver because I want Javonte Williams freed, but I want Melvin Gordon to have a pretty good role too. Atlanta or Miami would probably be the two places where I'd like to see him go, where he can still be the primary running back for both of those offenses. I wouldn't expect Melvin Gordon to land a spot where he's taking 70% of the work week in and week out. That's what I'm hoping for with Fournette. That's what could happen with James Conner in Arizona if they don't bring back Chase Edmonds. I think Melvin Gordon will get used a little bit less because of his age, but we know that he can still be fairly effective when given the football. Keep him out of Denver. Let's put him in Atlanta, Jamie, and let's hope that he can find 1,000 total yards and 7 or 8 touchdowns if he stays healthy for 17 games.
Look, we saw Cordarrelle Patterson when they figured out that he was their best guy have some very productive games. Obviously, Mike Davis was a flop as the starter there for the Falcons, but Melvin Gordon with a hopefully improved offensive line. I still think Matt Ryan's going to be good enough to support his running backs, and we know the statue-type quarterbacks can throw the ball to their running backs. That can certainly help a guy like Melvin Gordon. I think we're going to find out, though, the ideal landing spot for a lot of these running backs is probably going to be Miami based on the Mike McDaniel hire. So we're going to be excited most likely about whoever the Dolphins do end up signing if they do go that route, if they don't go with a rookie or a retread type of guy like a Raheem Mostert or somebody that, you know, McDaniel has some experience with. But it'll be fun to see where these running backs end up, and we're going to get very, very much into free agency over the next couple of weeks because that's when these moves will be happening. So make sure you stay with us here on Fantasy Football Today. And certainly Fantasy Football Today in 5. Thanks for listening to Fantasy Football Today in 5, your audio outlet for fantasy news and advice in 5 minutes or fewer. If you enjoyed the podcast, please be sure to leave us a 5-star rating on Apple or Spotify. For Dave Richard, I'm Jamie Eisenberg. Thanks for listening.
Hello, everyone. It's Michael Richards here. You might have seen me on CBS working on their Champions League coverage over the last couple of years. I wanted to tell you about an exciting new podcast that I've been working on. It's called The Rest Is Football. It's me, alongside Gary Lineker and Alan Shearer, two absolute legends of the game. The show combines topical debate from the world of soccer along with outrageous tales from our careers. And I mean outrageous. Just search The Rest Is Football wherever you get your podcasts. All the best from Big Meats.